You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements, A Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, and Date Yourself Well. And welcome back. Today, we're talking about a topic that is ginormous. So this is what we're talking about. Stop trying to own their opinions. So today's soul story was inspired by last night, and it wasn't only last night's date, but it was an ongoing thing, an ongoing conversation that we have in our soul date sisterhood, as well as with my coaching clients. I also have it on my Facebook lives, and it's just an ongoing topic, and it is this topic of worrying about what other people think. And not only worrying about what other people think, but most importantly in this context is worrying about what other people think about you, okay? So today we're talking about stop trying to own their opinions. And what I mean by that is this, own your own opinion. Now, what would that look like in your life for you to own your own opinion? So let me give you a little background to this. So years and years ago, I was like the hugest people pleaser you can imagine. And maybe some of you can relate to me. I'm telling you, it is an epidemic, I think, on planet Earth. We, especially as women, I think we care so much about what other people think about us. And it's partially, you know, it's part of being human. I mean, I don't care who you are. If you live on planet Earth long enough, you're going to have this moment where you're kind of caring about what other people think about you. So it's part of being human. But I'm going to tell you this, you do not have to be a victim to this. And unfortunately, so many people have fallen victim to and allowed themselves to be labeled victim to this thing called worrying about what other people think about us. So I remember I was at a time in my life, and it was really a dark, very hard time. And it was just before my second divorce. And I was in just like I said, a really hard, hard time, very deep, dark time in my life. And of course, I was worrying about what everyone was thinking about me or going to be thinking about me, you know, going into my second divorce. And I was wondering what he's thinking, what she's thinking, and all that. And my best friend looked me straight in the eye and said, you know what? Other people's opinions of you are none of your business. And in that moment, I got set free. Like, it was life-changing for me. And I looked her in the eye and I said, can you repeat that again? And I grabbed a piece of paper, which happened to be the wrapper that goes around chopsticks, because we were sitting in a Chinese restaurant together, and I wrote it down. I still have that to this day. It was an absolute truth in that moment for me that allowed me to be set free. And so from then on, and this was many years ago, from then on, I've lived by that motto. But I'm going to tell you this, there is a deeper level of freedom than this, okay? So recently, I've also had some incredible breakthroughs in this area with several of my clients. So today, I want to share those with you. And it's basically this, the four levels of opinion ownership. Because I get asked about this whole idea of other people's opinions, you know, not being our business, because people will say, like, isn't that kind of, you know, self-centered? Isn't that kind of mean? Like, you don't really care about other people's opinions? I said, no, it's not that I do not care about other people's opinions. It's just that I do not care about other people's opinions about me more than I care about the opinion I have of myself. So I want you to think about that. If you have elevated other people's opinions above your own opinion of yourself, you're in trouble. So let's talk about the four levels of opinion ownership, because if you're going to stop trying to own everyone else's opinion, then it's vital that you own your own opinion. So the first level of opinion ownership is to have no ownership whatsoever. So I want you to think about that. If you own nothing and you have no ownership whatsoever, you're basically homeless. You have no place to go. You have no opinion. You are basically opinionless. And again, it's like being very helpless, homeless and helpless. You don't own your opinion. You also don't own your responsibility. This is like the worst place to be, okay? It doesn't work. There is no work. You're not doing any work with yourself or even thinking about doing work on yourself. And basically at that point, everyone else's opinion about you is important. And you own nothing. You have no ownership of your own responsibility. So that's level one. The next level up from that is basically, let's think about this as like renting or leasing. So either no ownership or now like, hey, you know what? You don't own, but yet you are going to rent or you're going to lease. Now, you know how much I love a little play on words. Look at the word leasing. Put a P in front of that. It's pleasing. You are a genuine people pleaser. You're not owning your own opinion. You're basically letting everybody else own your opinion. Okay? Think about that. Everyone else owning your opinion, but you try to own everybody else's opinion. That's right. So you care about what everyone else thinks about you. Yep. And you try to own everyone else's opinions of you. So you're running around going, I don't want them thinking this. I don't want them thinking that. I don't want her thinking or saying this. I don't want him doing this. So you're trying to be the ringmaster of everyone and everything. And my question to you would be this. How's that working for you? Seriously, people pleasing. Who are you pleasing, really? And has it ever occurred to you that actually all these people that you think are thinking about you are really not thinking about you? In fact, they may be thinking about you, but they're thinking about what you are thinking about them. They're really not thinking about what you're thinking about. Does that make sense? So the next level up from that would be what I said set me free. Think about owning and occupying. Owning and occupying your opinion. It's when you own your own opinion and other people's opinions about you are not your business. So you basically own your own business, not other people's business. You can think of it as a new form of entrepreneurship. You basically own your own business and you don't try to own everyone else's business. So what do I mean by this? Bottom line is, like I said, your opinion of me is none of my business. My neighbor's opinions of me are none of my business. Anyone, doesn't matter. Your opinion of me is not my business unless I make it my business. Okay? And then you go back to like basically renting or leasing because now all of a sudden I'm trying to please everyone. And like I said, that does not work. So now I want you to think about this because this came up last night in our soul date. And I basically made the very bold statement and very true statement of this. We're so busy saying, hey, you know what? Everyone else's opinions, I know they shouldn't matter to me, but they do matter to me. Their opinions of me, they matter to me. And I shouldn't be this and I shouldn't be that. We put a lot of should on ourselves. The bottom line is, this is the truth. Truth alert. I'm going to tell you this right now. Your opinion of you matters most. You may be kidding yourself, thinking that you're so worried about what everyone else is thinking about you, when the bottom line is, what matters most to you is your opinion of yourself. Now, how do I know this? Because you know something? We all have an opinion, and we all value our own opinion above everyone else's. Everyone seems to want to give their opinion, right? Go ahead and post a question on social media and watch what happens. Everybody wants to give their opinion, seriously, and everyone values their own opinion. People will give their own opinion, not listen to other people's opinions, and they'll fight for their own opinion because everyone wants to be right. Now, that's the truth, and you know it. We all have that in us. We want to be right, and we're fighting for our opinion to be valued. But if you think about that, if your opinion then of you matters most, then have you ever thought about this? You're going around saying, he's thinking this about me, or she's thinking this about me, and you're saying you're all worried about what everybody else is thinking about you, when the truth is, if you're worried about that, you're not really worried about what everyone else is thinking about you. The fact is, you think that about you. At some level, my dear, is it possible that you think that about you? If you can actually accept the fact that you value your opinion above all others, and be honest, be humble, then can you admit right now that there's probably some truth in what I'm saying? So think about this. The next time you're worried about what someone else is thinking about you, stop right there and say, what am I thinking about me right now? And in that moment, my dear, you have the choice to believe it or not. Because if your opinion of you is not very high and you're actually agreeing with all these other people that you're blaming for having an opinion about you, fact is you at some level agree with them. So you get to decide today, are you going to believe that? Are you going to agree with those people? Or are you going to believe the truth? That's right. Whatever opinion you have of you, the first thing you must do is stop and take a look at it and say, is this the truth? If it's the truth, believe it. If it's not the truth, let it go. So think about this. Ownership level number 4. You own your opinion, and you do not try to own everyone else's opinions. And guess what? You're paid for your opinion. Imagine that. People come to you, they ask for your opinion. People come to you, they pay for your opinion. That's called ultimate opinion ownership. Because now you're acting kind of like a landlord. Yeah, think about that. That's the ultimate entrepreneurial ownership right there. You're acting like the landlord. You're owning your opinion, and other people are now wanting to pay you for your opinion. How powerful is that? I will tell you, if you begin to make choices today that are based in truth, and you make a commitment today to let go of all the other opinions and to start owning your own opinion of yourself, you will not only be able to live in freedom, but think about this. How awesome would your life be if instead of worrying about what everyone else is thinking about you and thinking about what everyone else is thinking about you, that you actually began to own your thoughts about you, own your opinions about you, and you actually started caring enough about people to ask them what their opinions are and to actually ask them what they're thinking about. And all of a sudden, now you're listening because you care. Because now you care more about people than you do about their opinions of you. You care to know, hey, what's your opinion? And you begin to actually listen, receive, and share while still owning your own opinion. We don't all need the same opinion. We don't have to agree on our opinions. But you know what? I will tell you one thing that is the truth. And if we can agree on this today, absolutely, it has the power to set you free. And that is, you must own your own opinion. And I will own mine. Think about that. That's powerful. And then think about when you can begin to share your opinion with others that actually ask for it or pay for it. That's when you can say to somebody, hey, I believe in you. Even though right now you may not believe in you, I believe in you. That's powerful. That's one of the most valuable things we can give another person. But in order to give it, we have to first believe it for ourselves. I sure hope this helps you. I know I could go on and on about this because this is so powerful. And if you allow yourself to get this today and truly own your own opinion and stop trying to own everyone else's, it will make a drastic, transformational difference in your life. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. Where right now in your life are you worrying about what other people are thinking or saying about you? Write it down. And then take a look at that and ask yourself, how are you actually doing that to you? How are you thinking about yourself in that way? Turn it around. And then make a commitment right here, right now. Number one, those people's opinions of you are none of your business. But own your opinion and then ask yourself, is this true? If it's true, believe it. If it's not true, let it go. And let yourself go. I'm so proud of you. I know this is not easy, but let me tell you, it's much easier than living under the opinions of everyone else. Set yourself free today, my dear. And I will look forward to sipping on life with you again tomorrow. Thank you so much for being here. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.